Audience: Marketing in the Age of Subscribers, Fans and Followers. Author: Jeffrey Rawls. Audiences as assets. What are the most important assets of your business today? There's one asset that is constantly missing when we ask companies this very question: audiences. The equation is simple. Bigger audiences equal more revenue. You may think that this equation doesn't apply to you if you work outside of an audience-centric industry, but it does. Audience matters because audience is the bedrock upon which every business is built. The audience imperative. Proprietary audience development is comprehensive, collaborative, and cross-channel effort to build audiences that your company alone can access. This new marketing practice is built upon a mandate that we call the audience imperative. Use your paid, owned, and earned media not only to sell in the short term, but also to increase the size, engagement, and value of your proprietary audiences over the long term. Proprietary audiences allow you to reach customers and prospects at a lower cost, drive sales in a more on-demand fashion, treat consumers as individuals instead of faceless masses, and optimize your budget across paid, owned, and earned media. Proprietary audiences. There are three principal types of proprietary audiences you can draw regularly with the right effort. Seekers. Seekers are consumers in hot pursuit of information or entertainment via the internet. Your challenge as a marketer is to convert seekers into customers, financial value, amplifiers, marketing value via extension of brand reach, or joiners, marketing value via cost-effective direct communications. The key attributes that make each of these audiences seekers are: 1. They are looking for something of personal interest. 2. You gain and retain their attention by providing relevant content that serves their interests. 3. They don't become a part of your seeker audience until their attention is focused on your paid, owned, or earned media. 4. They initiate contact with you, browse, and leave as they like. You're not able to initiate communications. Amplifiers. The amplifier audience has the potential to spread your messaging to people that could never reach otherwise. Amplifiers aren't just seeking information, they also hope to help or inform their own proprietary audiences. Amplifiers share a few key attributes. They share context or experiences that interest them. They share content through both public and private channels. And they share content as a service to inform or entertain their own proprietary audiences. Joiners. Joiners are people who buy your products, work with your company, or put their hands up and say, "I want to hear from you." You may know joiners better by these familiar names: customers, donors, employees, fans, followers, partners, and subscribers. We have a particular affinity for joiners for these three reasons. 1. They grant you permission to send direct messages to them. 2. They provide you with an individually addressable means of contact. And 3. Their interactions with your brand provide you with personal data about each joiner, data that you can use to better tailor messaging that helps their needs and serves them at a point of sale. Increase what matters: size, engagement, and value. Marketers' livelihoods depend on who can build bigger and better proprietary audiences than the competition. As it turns out, bigger and better is comprised of three elements: size, engagement, and value. Size matters in three critical ways when building proprietary audiences. Relative size: the size of your audience compared to direct competitors. Database size: the volume and quality of the data you have gathered about your audiences to improve message relevance. And reach: the percentage of your audience that sees your message. Engagement is a critical metric in proprietary audience development. An engaged audience is a responsive audience, and an engaged audience is a profitable audience. Nurture them, interact with them personally, amplify their content, even if there's no direct or immediate benefit to you. Value is the final attribute which we must seek to increase with our proprietary audiences. Your company's leadership rightfully expects proprietary audiences to deliver measurable return on investment, which is a value that we can measure in many different ways. The audience roadmap. Proprietary audience development requires a long-term commitment from your company. Here are the four steps you need to take to get off on the right foot. Step 1. Assemble a team. You'll need to win the support of those already in touch with the proprietary audiences within your company. These are the people responsibilities like advertising, CRM events, social media, website development, and marketing branches, content, digital, direct email, mobile, and partner marketing. Step 2. Map your current landscape. Those who don't know their history are doomed to repeat it. You can avoid this fate by rallying your proprietary audience development, PAD, team to document how your company is building, engaging, and managing proprietary audiences today. Step 3. Set your goals. Here are some PAD goals worth consideration. Increase marketing generated sales. Increase paid media ROI. Decrease dependency on paid media. Increase marketing efficiency. Increase owned media ROI. Increase earned media. Increase customer satisfaction. Decrease customer service costs. Increase employee satisfaction. Increase partner satisfaction. Step 4. Articulate your strategy. Here's a handy way of thinking about how your PAD goals, strategy, and tactics fit together. PAD goals equal key objectives. PAD strategy equals plan to get there. PAD tactics means to execute the plan. How to build and engage audiences, websites, and blogs. Your website and blog are the epicenter of all your proprietary audience development efforts. They should link and promote all of the means to subscribe, like, and follow your brand. In doing so, they drive significant growth of your email subscribers, Facebook fans, and Twitter followers, as well as other joiner audience growth. Product packaging. Your company's humble product boxes and packages can be used to send seekers to your website or app by providing a barcode or QR code that takes shoppers and customers to instructions, demonstrations, and helpful videos. Encourage amplifiers to share by clearly stating how they can reference your company on Facebook, Twitter, and other social channels. Convert customers to email subscribers by touting the benefits of subscription. Social logging. Social logins let the customer register with an existing social media profile, saving them the hassle of having to create other username or password combinations for a website. Social login provides you with more data than a traditional opt-in form. Post-purchase confirmation and communications. After purchase is completed, you have one final moment of consumer attention that you can leverage for proprietary audience development. To take the full advantage of this moment, use the data you know about the customer to integrate relevant amplifier and join opportunities to your post-purchase communications. Co-marketing. With co-marketing, two companies leverage their brands, products, or proprietary audiences for mutual benefit. The key is to look for a partner to that. Offers different but complementary products or services, commands the attention of customers whom you'd like to attract, and generates earned media regularly through amplifiers. The next big thing. The game of marketing today is so complex because it's not one game. It's many new channels so fresh that there are no mentors to show us the way, only early adopters who plough ahead without knowing if they're on the next big thing or a huge waste of time. At such moments, cling to things that will matter now and always. Brand, content, product, sales, service, and now. Proprietary audience development channels may rise and fall, but seekers, amplifiers, and joiners will always be assets that the smartest companies build, nurture, and value in order to beat the competition. So perhaps the next big thing in marketing isn't a thing at all. It's the hard work necessary to embrace all the proprietary audience development has to offer your company.